Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. He's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're taking you up to noon right here on Sacramento Sports Leader. Jiffy Lube's the sponsor. D'Lo and Casey, we'll hand it off to them at noon, and they'll take you up to 4 o'clock on this Tuesday. Got some Niners, got some Raiders, got some Monday Night Football in here. Leezy from the Chatty House, youtube.com/ESPN1320. Lose the habit, dog.
Leezy, we feel for you, but man, you should. We're 2 weeks into the NFL season. You shouldn't be 0-9.
Nine L's in a row?
On your prize picks. And one of my favorite little comments of all time here in the Chatty House, Sal, this is brilliant. Leezy, bet again. No one loses 10 times in a row.
That's what I'm seeing. What's that? Don't enable him.
Enable him.
No,
I'm here for it.
Don't enable this. We might need a fade Leezy segment.
Oh.
Leezy tells us what his pick is, what his prize picks are for the week, and then we'll jump in and just do the opposite.
Well, I mean, we've had that segment with his trades, right?
Did we?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he traded McCaffrey last year.
Yeah, but didn't it end up working out?
It you know, strangely, it did work out. I don't know how
good
it
for
worked
him.
Out. Yeah.
I'm gonna go find what Leezy's picks are. I'm fading Leezy this week.
Leezy, I'm done. I'm due. I can't keep losing. You can keep
dude,
losing.
That
though.
That is how people have problems. That's a problem, dog. When you're look here, like I've said this before. If I lose in prize picks, I've lost three prize picks in a row. I had three entries this weekend. I lost them all.
Okay.
And I didn't even get that many like picks right within those entries. I'm not under contract to them. Why don't I just talk about this? So basically you build a parlay, right? Come on. So within your entry, you're building your lineup, and my lineups, my picking more or less on the stat projections, I wasn't even getting those right. Like I'm in a bad way. And I'm like, I'm stopping until the 49er game. I'm not doing anything else the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm just ice cold in prize picks right now. You start having a problem when it's going, well, hey, I'm just going to do three more because no way I lose all three again. That's when you start to have a problem. Don't do it, Leezy. Take a night off. Take a deep breath.
I am the king of the bad beat.
You really are. You've had some really, really bad beats in our time.
Yeah, because you remember the first one was, I believe it was in...
It was a De'Aaron Fox free throw.
It was, well, he got fouled and they didn't send him to the line in the final seconds. He needed 20...
More than 27 and a half. He had 27 and he went to the free throw line and like missed both.
No, he didn't miss both. They fouled him and he didn't get the call in the final seconds and he should have gone to the free throw line and shot them. And that was I think it's that one. That was like a moderate one, right? That wasn't a bad one. I had the big one that I lost was, what I want to say was Michael Porter needed X amount of points.
Oh, yeah.
And he missed a layup and then missed a three and then didn't
right.
dunk. Instead of dunking, he passed it to the corner. He was wide open for a dunk, and all I needed was
That's
one
right.
point.
That's right.
And I went from a $2,000 win to a $200 win. Yeah. That's why, but
thanks
I don't play very often.
Prize Picks flex play option.
Yes.
You still won some money. And today with Prize Picks, you can turn $100 into $1,000 with as many as four correct picks.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember the read off the top of my head. It's an easy sponsorship. They should do it. Leezy's on the phone right now. I would like to get to Leezy. Leezy, thank you so much for calling in. What's going on, man? How are you?
Yo, what's up, Ham and Kyle? Yo, I just wanted to call and talk about my picks that failed this week. We got to get this segment sponsored by somebody.
Yo, hey, can I just, Leezy, real quick, hang on. If Prize Picks sponsors a Leezy segment... Before they sponsor a Kyle and James segment, I'm going to be furious. I'd be psyched for my guy, Lazy.
Okay.
I'd be furious.
Yeah.
Anyways, Lazy, go on.
We're all one team. We all get sponsored together, guys. We can make this a segment. But, yeah, my pick, I had good picks this week. I had the kicker for the Falcons. I had him going over 1.5, and he did. He hit, like, two or three field goals. I had Kyle Pitts under 40 yards, which hit.
Lazy, which one did you get wrong? I need to know what you got wrong. I don't care what you got right.
Oh,
well, that
what I got wrong.
Wait, Lazy. You have to say less or more. You can't say over or under.
Dude, this isn't gambling. Come on.
Okay, all right, less. So I got my less and my more is right there. The ones I messed up was Saquon. I thought I had him over 1.5 for touchdown.
More.
He had three in the opening. Yeah, he didn't get it last
bro,
night.
Bro, okay, Lazy, stop. Okay, this is where we need to cut you off, bro. You picked more than 1.5 touchdowns?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I figured Hurst can get them down there, and then Saquon punches it in. I mean, that's what they did the first week, but it didn't happen last night.
Yeah, but they're the team tush-push. Dog.
Yeah.
1.5 is so many touchdowns.
That's why I look for the demons at 0.5, which I hit every single one of them except for McBride, who scored a touchdown, but it wasn't a rushing or a receiving touchdown.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
And guys, I just want to close out. So this week, I know I'm 0-9, but we're going to try one more time, and I'm going to take the more on Ayuk or whatever yards he has, because he's going to be getting the ball.
Lazy, can you make me a promise?
Yes.
If you lose your next prize pick and you go to 0-10, can you please take a week off?
You know what?
Please,
you might be right,
for
Kyle.
Me.
My friend, I'll do it for you, Kyle.
Appreciate
My friends used to get mad because basketball, I would win, but you know, football, I'm not having luck. They're like, stop playing. So if I lose this week, I'll stop for you, Kyle.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. See you, Lazy.
Yep.
We're gonna tell Lazy that we're having an event somewhere. We're gonna invite all of our friends. We're gonna invite Dr. David. We're gonna invite Johnny G, and John Poles can show up, and Sakir and DeBagley. And we're gonna act like it's a special event for insider friends, and then we're gonna have an intervention.
It's a bit, John. Lose the habit, Lazy.
He's like $2 a bet. We're making a big deal out of it. Yeah.
betting what he's already won.
That's right.
Steve Palazzolo, formerly of Pro Football Focus, now of the 33rd team, tweeted a really, really interesting stat last night. And you had a couple of interesting theories about this stat that the numbers prove. But I think there's more to it. So let's talk about this. Offense in general in the NFL is down this year. Steve Palazzolo tweeted this. Passing touchdowns through 2 weeks since 2019. So in 2019, through 2 weeks, there were 105 touchdown passes thrown. 110 in 2020 and 2021. Same number in both years. 105 again in 2022. Then down to 86 in 2023. And now through 2 weeks, 69, nice, passing touchdowns through 2 weeks in 2024. Down, how many is that? 30, 41?
Off of?
Since 2021?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
31, 41. Yep.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
What I want you to explain your theory, because you had two.
I might have more than two, but like
the two you texted me though.
Yeah,
I would like to get into that.
My first theory is that they aren't calling pass interference, and so was that my theory? Like,
well, you had two, so you had the penalties. That was the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the numbers bear this out.
Mm-hmm.
You basically said, "Well, yeah, they're not calling DPI." So I wanted to go look, and thanks to the Pro Football Focus database, the Pro Football Reference database. I can get these numbers for you. So over the course of the entire 2021 season, when there were 110 touchdown passes thrown in the first 2 weeks, there were 1.11 defensive pass interference calls per game on average, and 0.6 defensive holding calls per game on average. Okay. Now if we go to 2024, so if we go to this season, there are 0.37 DPIs called per game and 0.26 defensive holding calls per game.
So basically from 1.7 to 0.7 per game. That's what we're talking about. You're basically losing.
More or less.
Yeah. And so what I'm seeing from this is it's not just that they aren't calling pass interference. They are allowing defensive players, defensive backs, to completely limit like wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like we watched it, one of the final plays in the Niner game where every single guy is being held. You're watching it. They're 8, 10, 12 yards downfield, mm-hmm. and a defensive back mm-hmm. is mauling a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like there's been a mandate that, hey, look, they're not going to call it. Go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, they're not calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we had the one huge pass interference call in the Chiefs game. They had no choice but to call that.
That was so blatant.
Yeah, it was like the guy got there a second early and, you know, just crushed the guy who was extended going upwards for mm-hmm. for a catch. Just like hit him. It was totally early and there's nothing they could do but give him. And that was 4th and 19.
Yeah.
So just a horrible, horrible play.
Really bad.
Right? So I don't know. It feels like it's almost like when the NBA decided that they were going to allow defensive pressure to look a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, the NFL's like, hey, that seems like a good idea. Let's try that. It's like, no, man. Everyone wants to see the crazy catches. They want to see mm-hmm. Scoring. They want to see touchdowns. What I don't want to see is what we've seen the first 2 weeks is so many field goals, Kyle.
A lot of field goals.
So many field goals.
I have numbers on this, too. So this is another thing you brought up. You were like, yeah, teams are just kicking a lot of field goals now. So from 2019 to 2021, this is crazy. Every year, teams averaged 1.6 field goals per game.
Okay.
In each of those seasons, 1.6, 1.6, 1.6. 2022 and 2023, same deal, 1.7 in each of those 2 years. This year, 2.2 field goals per game. Per team. Per game.
Mm.
That's total per game, not per team. But I wonder if this is because of what you're talking about, teams are looking and going, man, hey, defenders are getting to maul our receivers. We don't trust that we're going to be able to get a couple of yards. We're going to send the field goal team out instead of going for it. Or are kickers just good now?
Oh, they're good. That's for sure.
Check this out. In 2019, kickers made, and again, this is a small sample size for this year. It's only been 2 weeks, so we may see these numbers even out. Bless you. But in 2019, kickers made 81.6% of their kicks, so about 82%.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're at 92%.
That's wild.
Last year, 86% last year, 92.2% this year.
Can you look this stat up? What's the average length of field goal? Because that's the other thing. All of a sudden, kickers are kicking from way deep.
Yeah, it feels like guys are hitting bombs.
I mean, we've seen guys line up but not take a 70, a 68, and a 71, where they lined up but then, you know, decided to switch and bring the punt team out. And I would like to see, like, the average length of field goal, I'm guessing, is off the charts.
Yeah, I don't have that right now. I'm sure I could dig around. I'm not going to do that.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. So the Cardinals so far, special teams, field goals, they're 1 for 1 from 50. Mm-hmm. The Bears are 3 for 3 from 50. The Bengals are 2 for 2 from 50. Browns are 2 for 2. The Cowboys are 3 for 3.
Yeah.
The Texans are 6 for 6. I haven't come across single team that has, they're way down here. We got an 0 for 1 from the Commanders. We have an 0 for 2 from the Ravens, and we have an 0 for 1 from the Colts. I've got 4 missed 50-yarders, and look at how many there are. That is wild. So I think that we're seeing not only are teams taking more field goals, but they're taking deeper and deeper field goals. It's mm-hmm. absolutely crazy to watch. And especially like Dallas. Well, who is the one with 6 50-yarders already?
Houston.
Yeah, that, again, you're talking about all the missed passing touchdowns. That's a lot of them right there, because C.J. Stroud last year just was able to hit one after another, like, touchdowns in big situations like that. But the Dallas kicker is a robot, man.
Yeah, Brandon Aubrey's sick. 50-yard field goals have doubled in the first 2 weeks of this year over the full season last year. The average per game per team has doubled.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's absolutely crazy. Because that's what's happening. They're not moving the ball, and all of a sudden they're like, well, let's line it up because we're not getting anywhere.
So that's where I think the next step of this conversation goes, because that all attributes to why the scoring is down, right?
Mm-hmm.
The teams are kicking field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. But I think part of the reason teams are kicking field goals is, A, I think the quarterback play this year has just not been great.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of first and second year quarterbacks who are not successful.
Yeah, and Justin Fields has been good, but Justin Fields isn't lighting up the scoreboard with the Steelers. You mentioned Bo Nix. You've got Caleb Williams. You've got Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's players like Daniel Jones who have been paid who are just not great.
Or who got benched yesterday.
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young.
Second-year player.
Yeah.
You have Trevor Lawrence, who has not taken this leap yet.
Nope.
There are up and down, and then you've got teams like the Rams, who might not be performing offensively because they're just so beat up. There's a lot of reasons for that, but I think this is a trend that started a couple of years ago, because you had so the pandemic year was weird. Teams scored 25 points per game during the pandemic. Then that dropped to 23 in 2021. But since then, 21.9, 21.8, and then 21.4 this year.
Mm.
And I think that's because you're starting to see defenses adjust to modern offenses, because it was the Kyle Shanahan thing, right? Kyle Shanahan came in, and 2019 was when he and the 49ers really took off. And then you started to see the expansion of the Kyle Shanahan tree through 2020, 2021, and 2022. Well, now you're seeing defenses adjust to that. And I think they're taking away the middle of the field where that offense wants to live. And you're seeing defenses start to adjust to, okay, hey, spread concepts from the college game that have been brought in. Okay, the NFL is catching up. They're figuring out ways to mitigate these just insane passing games. Well, because of that, you're starting to see the production go down. And also, at the same time, I think you're starting to see penalty calls go down, because the NFL was looking at offenses and going, hey, this is impossible. It's just impossible to guard modern offenses.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's the penalty aspect of it, which is part of the reason I think you see teams settling for field goals. I think there's bad quarterback play for sure, but I also think we're in the middle of a pendulum swing. I think the pendulum is swinging back from NFL offenses dominating like they did in 2019, then into 2021, and a little bit in 2022, and you're seeing the pendulum shift back toward defense. Because I think modern defense is starting to figure it out.
I think that's very possible. But I do know it just feels like the league is off right now. And I'm looking at, like, extra points on the year, right? So extra points taken on the year, which is, it's not a perfect. There are some teams that have gone for two, which can skew the stat. But the Saints are 10 of 11. They're the only team with 11, with more than 10
touchdowns,
right? Then we go to the Bills at 8. You got the Cardinals at 7. You got the Vikings and Bucks at 6. And then Kansas City and the Eagles at 5. So that's 7 teams that have scored 5 or more touchdowns through the first 2 weeks.
Wow.
Everyone else is 4 or less. The football is, like, the scoring is way down.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the way the preseason's handled now.
Yeah.
Because so many teams, it went from, okay, we're going to play our guys a little in the preseason, to just full-blown, hey, every starter is going to sit in the preseason.
Yeah.
And teams treat the first few weeks like, okay, this will be the ramp-up, these games that count. This is the risk. The risk-reward is such that we're okay playing our guys in these games. And I think that's definitely part of it, but there just has to be more. Because this is a trend now over the last few years. And I definitely think that part of it is the preseason, the lack of preseason activity.
Well, I think the lack of preseason activity is directly correlated to going up to a 17-game schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have teams who are trying to save their guys from getting hit in preseason. And so you're going to get off to a slow start. I'd say this, like the 49ers in week one, they scored on 8 consecutive possessions.
Mm-hmm.
They're right now, after 2 weeks, they've scored 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy how you're just not seeing the touchdown scores.
Mm-mm.
And so I don't know. I hope we pick it up.
And yards per play are exactly what they were last year. 5.3, exact same number. Teams just aren't getting in the end zone. And that to me is execution based.
Yeah.
That to me is, you've got some teams like the Rams and the 49ers that you expect to score a bunch of points that are banged up. But with the Niners in week one, that was mostly execution.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't get in the end zone. Week two, same deal. 4th and 2, tip pass at the line, ball falls incomplete to Juwan Jennings, no touchdown.
Yeah, that was just a bad play. And not only that, but it was 4th and 2.
Mm-hmm.
How many other shots did they have? They had 3 other shots before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
couldn't get in the end zone.
They couldn't get in the end zone. Mm-hmm. So the fact is the overall play of the quarterback right now, to me, is where you can kind of point to a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're seeing the receiving yards are there. You know, a lot of these guys are putting up big numbers already.
Yeah.
Very impressive. But at some point, it's got to equate to touchdowns. And it doesn't feel like that's happening at all at a high level.
I'm going
to
keep tracking this throughout the year because I do think there's enough of it that can be written off as early season rust.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's all of it. And so I'm really interested to see what these numbers look like. Like rushing yards per attempt are up this year over last year. Yards per play exactly the same, but you just mentioned it. Touchdowns and points way down. Field goal kicking way up. Is this just a product of that? Yeah, it's early in the year. We're still figuring it out. Or are we seeing a shift in the NFL? I think we're seeing a shift in the NFL, at least the beginning of one.
Okay.
And well, I think you're going to see a game more dominated by defense here over the next 4, 5, 8 years. Before the pendulum swings back toward the offense, before some new innovation overcomes whatever defenses are doing.
Okay. I'm intrigued because, again, you take the Saints out of this equation, and I don't want to know what it looks like. The scoring numbers would be way down, and they're such an anomaly.
Let's do it.
Right now, if you take just like what the Saints have done, where they've got 11 touchdowns early in the season, and they might even have more than that, like they have been so incredibly good. I'm intrigued. And then, you know, again, I watch the Chiefs like religiously.
Mm-hmm.
They're not my team, but they're my second team. And
right.
And so I'm watching them nonstop, right? When you talk about like the defenses that are doing something different, they are. They're disguising stuff that Patrick Mahomes isn't able mm-hmm. to compute. And Brock Purdy isn't able to compute. Like we're talking about this right now. So even the high level quarterback play that we were used to seeing, guys who have thrown for 4,400 yards last year, they're still having trouble like reading what's happening because mm-hmm. Mahomes was like, he just missed a linebacker. And that just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's one thing when Sam Darnold throws the ball a little bit low and Fred Warner makes one of the most incredible mm-hmm. plays we'll see, you know, a dude running, stretching out, like
yeah.
leaping in the air. But to have some of the really, really good quarterbacks in the league are like baffled by what's happening. And yep. that's what I've seen from Mahomes, like baffled.
Yeah.
So
yep. defenses are starting to figure it out. Mm. And I think offenses are suffering because of it. But like I said, we'll continue tracking that all season. All right. We got a mad props check-in. Bunch of 0-2 teams. Which ones do you believe in? Plus, we'll have a Sacramento Kings check-in as well. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Back in a second here on ESPN 1320. Sacramento Sports Leader, Voice Guy, please repeat me.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
What the heck's going on with NFL offenses? We'll talk about it. We got mad props coming up as well. James, you were reading some of those scores from this week. A lot of weird scores in the NFL.
They all look the same.
It's so weird.
Every game is like a 5 or 6 point game. Like a couple of 7 point games. But
so many 26s, 16s. 13s, 19s.
Yeah, it's wild. Like, all of the games just look the same. You know, you got the Bills 31-10, right? And you got the Saints 44-19. After that, 20-16, 16-10, 24-17, 23-17, 23-20, 21-18. The 16-3 Chargers, I mean, that's just because they play the Panthers, but 18-13, 26-23.
Hey, bro, did you see how the Giants scored their 18 points?
Field goals?
No, they scored 3 touchdowns.
Oh, no, that's right. They had the 2 extra points that...
They had a failed kick and then 2 two-point tries fail.
Mm.
Which, I don't know why... If you make it 18-15, why are you going for 2? Just kick the extra point. You still win with a field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I had that backwards. Never mind. Okay. That put them up 18-15. So they were trying to go to 20-15 instead of 19-15 for some reason.
Well, I mean, that's where you're looking at, again, these kickers in that game. Austin Siebert went 7 of 7 from field goal.
Seven. So you had 18 points on 3 touchdowns and 21 points on 7 field goals.
Yeah, that, and he goes 7 of 7. The long was 45. So they're like in the zone. They're there. Oh, that's right. Zabo's right. The kicker for the Giants got hurt.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, that I did not see. I'm sorry, everybody. I didn't lock into Giants Commanders. Forgive me, please.
I forgot. 0 for 6
in the red zone for the Commanders.
Oh.
0 for 3 in goal to go situations.
Oh, that's not good.
Averaged 6.2 yards per play and didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah, but look at that performance by Jaden Daniels. He's 23 of 29 for 226 yards, and then he had another 44 yards rushing.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw a pick. He hasn't thrown a touchdown. Well, he didn't throw a touchdown in this, but he's the one young quarterback that's like, oh,
the 79% completions and almost 8 yards per attempt is super encouraging there.
Yeah.
But the Giants also stink.
Oh, no, they do.
So that's kind of where that lands.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of the Giants, our guy in New Jersey, Mitch, is on the line. Mitch, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, James, Kyle? Hope you had a nice time.
Sure did.
Down there in La La Land, I should have met you there. You flew,
no,
you
please
drove?
Don't. I drove.
Really?
Yeah.
And you only took 3 days off.
Okay. Well, and a weekend.
Yeah, and a weekend.
Drove down Thursday morning, drove back yesterday morning.
5 days. Yeah. 5 days.
All right, that's bad. Okay. Misunderstood you.
It's okay.
Did you catch a Dodger game?
Mitch, I would like to catch what you would like to talk about on this phone call now, please.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, I tell you, you got like the Falcons, they got 2 good running backs, plus Mr. Pitt. And Drake London, my boy. I mean, 49ers had three good running backs, and 2 of them are hurt. One's out for the year, Elijah Mitchell. I agree with the scoring. I mean, come on with these field goals. Pretty sure 65 yards would be the average. And one more thing. Maybe they should bring back the head slap for defense lines for the more sacks. There'll be even less scoring then.
Perfect. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate
it. There we go.
I don't think the NFL's bringing back the head slap. Deacon Jones move is not going to play in the modern NFL, I fear.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't know.
I don't think defenses need more advantages.
We'll throw it out there. We'll throw it out there to people that
you're
we know.
You're already not throwing
league.
Any flags. Hey, stop throwing flags on defense and also just let defensive linemen do whatever they want.
There it is. Yeah, and just like allow the leg whip to come back as well. Like,
just make this sport as dangerous as humanly possible.
That's right.
Mad props. We went over these last week. These are almost a week old. We went over these on Wednesday.
It's okay, but the people love them.
All right, here we go.
It's time for Mad Props. 2 games, 2 props. Which number will be higher? That's for Kyle and James to decide. Here's Mad Props.
Yeah, here it is again. It's 49er game and the Raider game. We tried to mix and match the players and the stats so they weren't, it's not just player versus player at a specific position. So first up, we had Jordan Mason carries or Gardner Minshew completions in the Raiders-Ravens game and the 49ers-Vikings game. Those are the 2 games we're dealing with. We both went with Minshew completions and Gardner Minshew lit it up for us. He had 30 completions on 38 attempts. Really nice game for the Raiders quarterback. Jordan Mason, meanwhile, Negative game script for the 49ers basically the entire way. Just 20 carries for Jordan Mason in the 49ers loss. We both won that one. Shout out to us.
Excellent.
We each get a ding. And pause. And the next one, number two, Deebo Samuel targets or Max Crosby pressures. You went Max Crosby pressures. I went Deebo Samuel targets. And Brock Purdy saved me in that respect. Not a ton of carries for Deebo, but a ton of targets. He had 10 targets compared to just 4 pressures for Max Crosby. Still a really good game for Crosby. He did notch a couple of sacks, 10-4. I win that one. The next one, we're bang on the number, Coach. We went Mitch Wishnowsky punts or Trey Tucker receptions. You and I both thought Mitch Wishnowsky would punt a bunch. He didn't. The Niners just turned it over a couple of times. He punted twice. Trey Tucker, 2 receptions. So we are bang on the number. We have a tie. 2 weeks in a row. Gone on the number.
These numbers are good.
Shout out to me. The next one, not so good. George Kittle receiving yards or the Raiders rushing leader.
Oh, Kittle had a good game.
Kittle had a very good game. The Raiders rushing leader did not. Zamir White, just 24 yards, 76 yards for George Kittle. You went with the 49ers tight end. I went with the Raiders running back. You're the big winner there, 76-24. Next up, 49ers takeaways or Daniel Carlson made field goals. We both thought the 49ers would have more takeaways than Carlson missed, than Carlson made field goals. Wrong-o. 2 takeaways for the 49ers, 4 made field goals for Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson in their victory, including a game winner as time expired. Shout out to Daniel Carlson and the Las Vegas Raiders for the victory. You and I are tied right now.
2-2.
2-2.
You were up last week you were 4-0 and I was 3-1.
No, I was 4-1 last week.
Okay, and I was 3-2?
I was 4-1-1. You were 3-2-1.
Okay.
Yeah, I decided to count the ties. I've got the numbers.
Okay.
Which means it all comes down to this. Jake Moody total points or Robert Spillane tackles. Robert Spillane, a linebacker for the Las Vegas Raiders. You went with Moody points. I went with Spillane tackles. I'm the winner. 10 tackles for Robert Spillane. 5 points for Jake Moody. It's a 3-2-1 week for me. A 2-3-1 week for you. You are now 5-5-2 on the season. I am 7-3-2 on the season.
I now know how Leezy feels.
Got to stay with it. The good news is it sounds like we're going to have a producer on Friday soon.
Oh.
Who can do this for us where we can't just easily, like, I can't just look at the board and know what you're picking.
Okay.
Where I can then, like, I would never do this because it would screw the bit. But, like, strategically pick based on, because now I could just follow your picks the whole year and I'm going to win.
Oh, yeah.
But there's nothing at stake, and that ruins the bit.
Okay.
So, we're going to have a producer soon, so I won't be able to keep track.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to us. Shout out to Mad Props. Thanks, yeah. Everybody, for listening to that. I really enjoy doing that bit, and I hope you guys all enjoy it, too.
I enjoy playing along every week.
Cool. As long as you like it, then we're in.
There it is.
We have 9 teams in the NFL that are 0-2 through 2 weeks.
Okay.
Ravens, 6 of them in the AFC.
Mm.
Ravens, Bengals, Colts, Jags, Titans, 3 teams in the AFC South are 0-2.
Ravens, Bengals,
Colts, Jags, Titans, Broncos.
Okay.
Those are your 6 AFC teams that are 0-2, 3 in the NFC, Giants, Panthers, and Rams. My Rams to win the NFC West pick, not looking great at the moment. History tells us that since the playoffs expanded in 2020, since the playoffs expanded to 14 teams, 6.25% of teams that start 0-2 go on to make the playoffs. The Texans did it, and the Bengals did it. Those are the 2 teams that have done it. So 6.25% of these 9 teams means maybe one of them will make the playoffs.
I'm going to guess that 2 of them make the playoffs. And I'm also, and I'm going to say that there's even a potential for a third.
My God.
To make the playoffs.
Okay, please explain.
Okay, so I think all of the NFC teams that are 0-2 are going to have poor seasons. The Giants I think Carolina's the worst team in football. I don't think that's any question. And I think the Rams, because they're starting 0-2, and by the time they get anyone back, they could be like 1-6 or 2-5.
Yeah, if the Rams had just lost to the Lions and then had a tough divisional game and a loss to the Cardinals, I wouldn't have really thought anything of it.
Yeah.
But you hit the nail on the head, man.
Sanders.
They are so beat up.
Yeah.
They're going to win some games because I think they're well coached. But I think as far as at this point, you need to go, what is that, 10-5 the rest of the way to make the playoffs? I don't think they're doing that.
No. And I mean, they stormed last year. They were good in the second half last year.
Yeah.
But like the injuries are just like over the top. I don't think there's any way for them to recover.
No, they don't have any receivers. They can't keep Matthew Stafford upright. I'm right there with you. So yeah, nobody in the NFC.
Okay, so now if I'm going to the AFC, I think Baltimore and Cincinnati are both way better than 0-2. And I don't know way better, but I think both of them will recover.
Okay.
And then, like, I know I keep saying I want to be out on Trevor Lawrence, but I feel like the Jags are going to be...
We're invested.
they're going to be better than 0-2. I think that they will rebound. And the fact that they have Tennessee and the Colts both in their division means that they're going to get some wins there. So you got some wins there. And then I don't know what their schedule looks like. I haven't gone through their schedule. But I think they can recover. It won't be as easy as Baltimore or Cincinnati.
We're talking Jacksonville?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville has... Oof. At Bills, at Texans, home Colts, at Bears, home Patriots, and then home Packers, at Eagles, home Vikings, at Lions. Ugh.
Okay. Yeah, so 0-3 is staring them in the face, right?
Yeah, you'd figure.
Yeah. They need to find a way there. And then 0-4 is staring them in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then can you string some wins? You got some soft spot there, and... I think it's whether or not Love is back, you know, when you get to Green Bay, and I don't know.
I don't believe in the Jags.
No, I'm looking at their schedule. I now probably don't believe in the Jags, but
I think of the 0-2 teams, I think the Ravens are the ones that make the playoffs. That's where I land.
Yeah, but look at that last five games. They could go 5-0 to finish the season.
Who, Jacksonville?
Yeah. At Tennessee, against the Jets, home against the Jets, at Las Vegas, Tennessee again.
I'm not going 5-0, James. They're
at Colts.
They're not even good.
No, I'm saying that there's a possibility that they recover. Mm. I don't know.
I'm not buying them.
I'm not
buying Trevor Lawrence either.
I'm invested from a fantasy football standpoint, but I'm having a hard time.
You told me for 4 years that this guy was him.
Oh, yeah.
He is not. He is at best an average quarterback right now, maybe slightly above average, but that's it.
He was supposed to be the guy that was like coach proof and weapon proof.
Four years of hyping this kid up.
Yeah.
You did him a terrible disservice through those 4 years because he landed in Jacksonville.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a fine argument to be made about Jacksonville and the process that he's gone through, but man, you put that kid in a tough spot.
Yeah.
And he just has not lived up to what you made him out to be.
Not even close.
Doesn't mean he can't. Doesn't mean he won't. It just means he is not at all.
I'm not buying Jacksonville just because they have Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
I'll buy the Ravens because they have Lamar Jackson.
That's it.
No,
I can't. So that's what we're talking about. There's 9-0-2 teams. Mm-hmm. Ravens, Bengals, Colts, Jags, Titans, Broncos, Giants, Panthers, Rams.
Mm-hmm.
History tells us maybe one will make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And James said he liked the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly fair. Whether this is the third straight year that the Bengals have started 0-2.
Yeah. Which like that's not good.
No, it's not. It's definitely not. And I normally don't really start looking ahead to the next week until like Wednesday, but I did catch wind of the week three. It's the Ravens and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some implications to that one. The Cowboys who were absolutely embarrassed by the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. You've got Baltimore suffering two catastrophic last minute losses to start the season.
Just brutal.
That's a really unique week three game, but I would absolutely lean towards the Ravens recovering, the Ravens and the Bengals. I don't love the Bengals. As a team, as a collective, but yeah. I do like the Ravens.
Yeah, me too.
I think the Bengals too, once they get past whatever is going on with Jamar Chase, just like figure it out. Like,
yeah, I just don't think that's going
to
happen.
Like, you're just self sabotaging so badly. And then T. Higgins needs to get on the field. But once he does, he's playing for a contract. I think you're going to see if he gets healthy, that team is going to have some
but
weapons.
Because of that contract situation, he might not get back on the field.
Mm.
Like, if I'm him, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Still sore.
Yeah. I don't blame him playing this. I don't agree with not playing if you're healthy. Mm-hmm. But if you're unsure, the situation that everybody is in, this is what T. Higgins has to deal with. Mm-hmm. This is what the Cincinnati Bengals have to deal with. And this is what Jamar Chase has to deal with. This is the consequences of football being the way that it is.
Yep.
And the approach that you guys took to this contract negotiation, these are the consequences of it. Mm-hmm. And to think that nothing was going to happen was absurd.
Yeah.
Like, that's not human behavior. It's not football.
Not even a little bit.
It's human behavior. And we saw Jamar not responding to his quarterback when his quarterback's trying to pull him back. You think that's an isolated incident. It's not. It's not that incident in that moment. He got dragged down the way that he did, and his career flashed before his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he responded the way that he did. He didn't respond to his quarterback because he's pissed off at the organization. All of this stuff has an effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why slow playing contract negotiations can result in you, James used the word self-sabotage. That's what this looks like.
Yep.
Like, you're not doing it on purpose, but these are the results of that. Hey, let's just go play football. Kiss my ass. This is my career.
Yep.
And you want me to ignore that? I'm not.
Especially when the Bengals team owner is very happy going 9-8 every year. There's no desire to win there. It's like, yeah, you're obviously going to pay Joe Burrow, but we're going to, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins,
Ridiculous.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Look at the 49ers, the situation they're in, where this exact same played out for them as well. And now Ayuk is like one of the few guys you have left that you have to rely on.
Yeah.
So it's like, now we have to get on the same page right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see him and Brock Purdy throwing 50 passes to all practice long, all week long.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the same page, figure it out, because this is the only way out of the hole you're in is right there. That combination right there.
Yep.
Like, you can have Kittle, you can have, you know, maybe Cowling steps up, you can have the running back go wild, Mason goes wild.
Mm-hmm.
The only way that they get back on the winning path and are consistently winning is right there. You got to find that connection.
Yep.
I agree. I think you also got to find a way to get, like, because, you know, people keep talking about, like, oh, what Jordan Mason does, it really kind of cushions, you know, the Christian McCaffrey stuff. And what he's doing out of the backfield is really important, mm-hmm. obviously. But you can't cushion the Christian McCaffrey stuff unless you can catch, you know, 40 yards
exactly
as a receiver out of the backfield. And that's something that they need to think about, how they can implement here, knowing that Christian McCaffrey isn't going to be back anytime soon, knowing that now you're without your two most explosive playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got George Kittle there who could do some things for you, but you've got to figure out a way to expand Jordan Mason a little bit.
Yep.
And as James just said, you've got to get Brandon Ayuk more involved.
Yeah, spotlight's on the quarterback and the head coach now.
Well, spotlight's going to be on that wide receiver because he's...
And Brandon Ayuk.
He's the one who waited. He's the one who held out. He's, you know, telling everyone, I'm about 85% of what I was. And shut up. Don't say that out loud.
So,
like,
yeah, no, so like I, the I, other thing he said.
And I saw what Kyle said, Shanahan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I respected him, you know, trying to clean that up for his guy. But BA got to be a little bit more careful when microphones are in front of him.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that because no one's going to feel bad that you're at 85%. You're at 85% because of you.
Yep.
And I'm not disagreeing with what you did. I'm just saying, don't say that.
Yeah, keep that under wraps.
Yeah,
don't admit it.
Don't say the quiet part out loud. It out along the way. Yeah. Don't say that though.
We got to get out of here. What do you guys got coming up on D-Lo and KC?
I mean, you guys are doing the 2-0 thing. I think there's a lot to talk about with the teams that are 2-0, 0-2. We like to do some overreactions. We'll talk about, you know, not being without Debo. We'll talk about that game last night. How joyful it is to watch Nick Sirianni lose football games. Tristan will be with us. Jason Jones will be with us. So it'll be a fun day for sure.
Can't wait. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They're hanging out with you till 4. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Until then, drink water and be nice, people. Boom!